This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Hey, welcome back in. Always glad to have our next guest join us, and that is the head basketball coach at the University of Alabama, Avery Johnson, joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Morning, Coach. How you doing today? Hey, Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning and roll time.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to hear from you. We want to talk in a moment about your basketball camps, but, Coach, if you'll indulge me, I had written this down and resolved to ask you about this. I was reading a story the other day in Sports Illustrated where they brought up your tenure as a player with the San Antonio Spurs. I believe the article was about Steve Kerr. And he was talking about teaching moments as a coach when Greg Popovich was coaching, and he was talking with you, one of the players, and you stood up to him, and he said, you know, this is what I want to do. And you told him, Coach, you're not seeing what we're seeing out there before. Do you remember that exchange, Coach?
Yes, I remember that exchange. It was actually in a game, and we were talking about how we wanted to negotiate a pick and roll situation in terms of, you know, did we want to fight over the pick and roll, go under the pick and roll? So Pop and I had two different opinions, and I was pretty much and convicted of what we needed to do. And I was just sharing with him that, you know, that we're out there on the floor and we kind of see what's going on. And basically it was a moment about trust, you know. Trust us. We know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We respect your position as coach, but let's give it a shot our way one time. And if it doesn't work out, just hold us accountable. But it all worked out, and I think the article probably came across a little bit stronger than what I actually said. But it got the message across.
That's great stuff,
Coach. Your thoughts about last night's NBA Finals? I think the whole world thought that Golden State would ultimately win it, which they did. But wow, there's a lot of talent on that floor.
Absolutely, and you know, I thought it would go seven games, and probably would have had Cleveland executed a little bit better at the end of Game Three. You just can't lose a home game in the finals. But, you know, ultra-talented team in the Warriors, basically like an organized all-star team. They're just so good. And my buddy Steve Kerr, who you mentioned, you guys mentioned early on, now is a two-time NBA championship coach and, you know, won a few championships, obviously playing for the Bulls and what I was Spurs teams. So, you know, they got it clicking right now, and they're going to be hard to beat over the next two or three years. But the Cavs did a good job of trying to add some different pieces around LeBron to go along with Kyrie and Kevin Love to try to combat, you know, the Warriors adding Kevin Durant to a 73-win team. That's kind of unheard of, and Durant played like the best player in the world. And so it's just pretty amazing the way they compete on the offensive and defensive end, the way they share the ball, the way that, you know, those guys love playing with each other. They had some adversity this year. They had to fight through, you know, one of which included Kevin Durant with his injury and, you know, still managing Draymond Green's cycle of emotions and Steve Kerr's health situation. But to see them come through all of that and win the NBA Finals in such dominating fashion over, you know, a guy in LeBron James who's going to go down as one of the all-time greats was pretty impressive.
And we're going to get to some present-day stuff, I promise, and what's going on to with you. But we're going to test your descriptive powers here. What is it like to hoist that trophy, to be the NBA champion? Can you even describe that feeling? Because you've been there, Avery.
Yeah, it's kind of an out-of-body experience. It's really surreal. And when you hoist a trophy, you're not only thinking about your teammates and your coaches, but, you know, on a personal level, you're thinking about all of those people that believed in you when you're growing up playing little league ball and AAU ball and high school ball, and you're thinking about all the ups and downs that you had and the shots you made, the shots you missed, and, you know, your mom and or dad, you know, taking you to games all the way across town and all over the state of you where you grew up. And you're thinking about all of those fans that supported the team through the hard times, you know, when the team's lost a tough playoff game or a tough regular season game. And, you know, all of the people that maybe gave up on the team, but also the people that stuck with the team and all of the fans. So it's a surreal moment where you're thinking about a number of things, you know, that's happened up until that point, to, you know, all of the people that supported the team along the way. So it's a pretty emotional moment when you hoist that trophy.
Wow, I can only imagine all that hard work and being the world champion, nothing like it. Well, Coach, my little man's already got his bag packed. He's ready to head to T-Town on Sunday.
He's ready to buckle up.
You better believe it. You better believe it. But I know you still want to talk about it and got a few slots available if folks want to head up to learn and enjoy some great basketball.
Absolutely. You know, our first year we had about 175 campers. And last year we went over 300. And this year, we think we're going to probably break 350 campers, and everybody had such a great time. And, you know, the things that we do at our camp are really special. And our campers are going to have an opportunity to meet our five new freshmen, work with them, work with our returning players. They'll have an opportunity to see a lot of our players that have played here in the past. It's just an amazing experience. The skill work, the drill work, the fun, the food, the way we try to teach our campers about life skills, about having a positive attitude and fighting through adversity and persevering. And when you get knocked down, get back up. You don't always have to be the biggest, because Coach Avery was always one of the shortest players on all of his teams. But it's all about your heart and playing with passion. So a lot of the things that the kids learn, both from an athletic standpoint, a basketball fundamental standpoint, a life skill standpoint, making new friends, learning how to be coachable, it's an amazing couple of days. So we just can't wait. I'm encouraging all of our parents to go to CoachDaveCamps.com and sign up as fast as you can, because the camp is filling up. And I don't want anybody to be left out.
CoachAveryCamps.com is the web address. And, Coach, I got to tell you, you know, we've talked about your background. You've been an NBA champion. You've been an NBA Coach of the Year. You've already talked about your association with some of the greatest coaches in the world, Coach Popovich, you know, Steve Kerr. Avery, you'd be excused if you didn't, if you just kind of oversaw the camp, if you just sat in the back and looked and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, this is a guy who's been an NBA champion, who's a high-profile coach at a high-profile program, who's been an NBA Coach of the Year, and you're right there in the middle of all of it. You're very active with the kids yourself.
Yeah, you know, they're a camp, and if that's the understanding between the headline coach or whose name is on the camp or a player, that, you know, maybe they can come and open the camp and welcome everybody and then come back at the very end, give out a few awards and, you know, excuse everybody from the camp. And but I like to be there and I like to get involved, and I'm going around to all the different teams, and sometimes I actually get out there and play with the kids so that I not only telestrate, but I also demonstrate. And you know, I try to be as involved as I can, you know, based on my schedule. And, you know, our campers get autograph, you know, one autograph item, which is always a highlight, because they'll bring one of Coach Avery's old basketball cards from his Spurs days or when I played for the Warriors or coached in the NBA. So it's the day where I'm there. And I like to, you know, be involved and try to get around to all the different gyms, that because we're spread out across campus because of our numbers. But, you know, we're there. But our assistant coaching staff, led by Coach John Pelfrey and Antoine Petway and Yasir Roseman. They're there also, and we really love helping kids. I saw a picture of Coach Saban working with some 10-year-old young man at his football camp. I'm the same way. I like to have that hands-on approach.
Well, Coach, if you can teach my little man how to pass, then you're a miracle worker. Because man, I can't get him to dish the rock, Coach. All he wants to do is shoot.
Well, we're gonna work on him, and
there you go.
He's gonna have a great time, and make sure he comes up and gives Coach Avery a roll tide buckle up hug.
Yeah, you can count on that, no doubt. He's looking forward to Sunday.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and. Look forward to talking to you the next time.
You better believe again, it, Coach. And that website,
The website is CoachAveryCamps.com. And like Coach says, you better make sure you sign up as quickly as possible because it's coming right up and the spots are going fast. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you guys. And we got campers coming from all over the great state of Alabama and also some of our surrounding states. So it's a step forward. In a step in the right direction for our Alabama men's basketball program.
You better believe it. Coach, thanks so much. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. Great stuff from Avery Johnson joining us this morning.